Please join with me in the prayer for illumination of God's word. Prepare our hearts, O God, to accept your word. Silence us as your own, so that we may hear your word and also do it through Christ our Lord. Amen. Today's Old Testament lesson is from Exodus chapter 24, verses 12 to 18, and our gospel lesson will be found in Matthew 17, verses 1 and 9. Now hear the word of the Lord. The Lord said to Moses, "Come up to me on the mountain and stay here, and I will give you the tablets of stone with the law and the commandments I have written for their instruction." Then Moses set out with Joshua as his aide. And Moses went up on the mountain of God. He said to the elders, "Wait here for us until we come back to you. Aaron and Hur are with you, and anyone involved in a dispute can go to them." When Moses went up on the mountain, the cloud covered it, and the glory of the Lord settled on Mount Sinai. For 6 days the cloud covered the mountain, and on the seventh day the Lord called to Moses from within the cloud. To the Israelites, the glory of the Lord looked like a consuming fire on top of the mountain. Then Moses entered the cloud as he went up the mountain, and he stayed on the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights. And Matthew chapter 17, verses 1 through 9. After 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter, James, and John, the brother of James, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. There he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light. Just then there appeared before them Moses and Elijah, talking with Jesus. Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, is it good for us to be here? If you wish, I will put up 3 shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." While he was still speaking, a bright cloud covered them, and a voice from the cloud said, "This is my son, whom I love, and with him I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell face down to the ground, terrified. But Jesus came and touched them. "Get up," he said. "Don't be afraid." When they looked up, they saw no one except Jesus. As they were coming down from the mountain, Jesus instructed them, "Don't tell anyone what you have seen until the Son of Man has been raised from the dead." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God for his holy word.
All right, would the kids come forward for a children's message? I think you were. Scott, Danny. Hi, Amelia. You know, I always have that effect on her. Ever since, you know, I tried to drown her as a baby, right? Well, it's good to
I know.
I'm just joking. It's so good to see you guys this morning. I've got a story to tell you, and it's a story about Jesus. Jesus took his friends, Peter and James and John, up to a mountain. They didn't stay there for 40 days and 40 nights, although that's good listening, Holland. While they were up there on the mountain, something really exciting happened. It might have even been a little bit scary.
They saw God.
Well, they saw that Jesus is God's son.
They heard God.
See, Jesus looks kind of like you and me, but in this time, he started to glow like bright white.
Dad.
And they were so frightened. They were excited. They were scared.
Worried, scared.
Exactly.
Terrified.
Right. But they wanted to stay there.
That was maybe
Because if you were on a mountain with Jesus, you would probably want to stay there too.
Peak was terrifying.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, legendary.
Come on back up. So,
Peak was terrifying.
But a voice from God said, "This is my son." Well, this is my son. But said, "This is my son, Jesus. I love him. I want you to listen to him." And then they went back down the mountain. So God says to Jesus' friends, listen to them. Listen to him. So what kinds of things does Jesus say? Henry, what kinds of things does Jesus say?
Be good.
Be good? Okay, what does Jesus say?
You're mean.
You're mean? Well, Jesus might have said that to somebody. What do you think Jesus says?
Nothing?
You guys remember anything about what Jesus says? Jesus tells us that we should...
Blow your head.
Jesus says that we should do something for other people. What? What? Share with other people and be kind to other people. That's good. What other kinds of things do you think Jesus might say?
Make somebody else feel better.
Make somebody else feel better. That's great. What do you think, Danny? Any ideas, Henry? What kinds of things do you think Jesus might say that we should do for other people?
Play with somebody to make them happy.
Play with somebody to make them happy. Those are good answers. What do you think, Henry?
Be happy. Be happy with someone else.
There's a word that starts with L that I'm really thinking of.
Like.
Okay.
Love.
Love. That's right. We're supposed to love other people. Stay here.
Knew it.
So that's what it means to listen to Jesus, is to do what he says, that we should love each other. Okay? Very good. So why don't we say a prayer, and then you guys can go back to your seats, and we'll listen a little bit more. All right? Let's fold our hands. Can you fold your hands?
On the mountain for 40 days.
That's right. We'll talk about that. Fold your hands.
No, 40.
Close your eyes, and I actually need you guys to repeat after me. Hey, Henry. Henry. You, come have a seat. Let's pray together. Dear God, you can repeat after me. Dear God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this lesson. Help us to love other people. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Well, thanks for being good listeners, guys. You can head back to your seats. I love the energy of these guys.
No.
I wish you all had their energy. You all just sit there. We ought to let you come up and sit down. Crawl around on each other. You know, Holland is right. She kept hearing over and over again, 40 days and 40 nights. That number 40 is going to be important for us this week as we enter into the season of Lent. That is 40 days long, if you don't count the Sundays. Moses is invited by God to go up the mountain. And every observant Jew in Jesus' time would know this story. It's one of the foundational stories for our faith and for their faith. You see, Moses goes up the mountain and actually meets with God. And it's this time when God gives Moses the law and says, these are the things that you should follow if you are to be my people. And he's up there a really, really long time. And all that the people down below can see is what looks like fire or thunder and lightning. It must have been a tremendously terrifying experience to be down at the bottom and wondering what happened to Moses. Right? He's up there for basically 6 or 7 weeks. You know, if you saw someone go up a mountain and they didn't come down for 6 or 7 weeks, and you saw what was happening on the mountain looked like fire and thunder and lightning, you might think to yourself, that dude's never coming back. Which is exactly what the people thought, because in a story for another day, Aaron makes a golden calf and the people start to worship, and well, that's also a formative part of the people of Israel. So imagine the surprise for Peter and James and John when they go with Jesus up a mountain. And the very thing that they've read about happens in their midst. It probably started off as any other regular day. Peter and James and John were sort of the closest friends of Jesus. You know how in your own relationship circles, you have a larger group of people that you kind of associate with and you like to get together with, but there are those small handful of people which are much closer to you, that you have much closer contact with. That's who Peter and James and John were for Jesus. And it wasn't at all out of the ordinary, I think, for Jesus to take them off on their own, to pray with them, to talk with them so that they could all be refreshed. Jesus, being a human, needed that relationship as well, just like we do. So they go up the mountain, but then something astonishing happens. A cloud covers over the mountain. And who show up but Moses and Elijah? And they're talking with Jesus, who himself is transfigured before their very eyes. The word there is actually the same word that we use to describe what happens when a caterpillar becomes a moth or a butterfly. Metamorphosis takes place. Jesus is transformed before their very eyes from the human person to show what has always been a part of him all along, which is his true deity as well, his being fully God. So, an aside, I don't really know how Peter, James, and John knew that it was Moses and Elijah. I mean, were they wearing name tags or something? I don't know. Did they have like old family photo albums that they passed down through the ages? And oh, there's great, 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 great grandfather Moses there and Elijah. But they're all there, Jesus and Moses and Elijah, and they're all talking together. What an amazing experience that must have been. Imagine with me that your heroes all got together in one room and you were invited to be a part of it. Whoever it is, you know, whether it's Troy Aikman or Roger Staubach or Emmett Smith or, you know, any famous Dallas Cowboys that I know that you all look up to as heroes. Or maybe it's pastors that you have had before, or it's teachers that you had before, or maybe it's family members, close family members to you, or people who have inspired you, people whose books you've read or stories that you've heard about. Imagine that they are all together in one place and you are invited to be a part of it. You would never want it to end. It would be such an amazing experience, the opportunity to learn and just be a part of it, even if you were just a fly on the wall. And Peter says, "Whoa, this is great. You know, we should build houses for you guys up here. And this could become like a regular occurrence. You know, you all could live here and we could come visit anytime." And I'm not sure that Peter was thinking like, we could sell tickets and, you know, merchandise, t-shirts, you know, who knows, all these things, right? We were at Disney World just a little bit ago. Talk about all the things that you can bring home with you to remind you of this trip. What an amazing experience. But then a voice speaks to them. And if they were excited before, they're probably terrified now. Because this is the voice of God speaking. And he says to them, "This is my son, the beloved. Listen to him." Listen to him. And then everything changes. Moses and Elijah are gone. The mist has gone away, and Jesus, as he was before, just another guy walking with them. And as they're going back down the mountain, Jesus warns them not to tell anyone about what they've experienced until later, until after the Son of Man has risen from the dead. I think there's really something important to grab onto in this story and hold onto for us today, which is that it's not enough for the disciples to have had a religious experience for them to hold on to. I know many of us have been to concerts or retreats or have heard inspiring Christian speakers that lift us up and have us feeling so excited, and it's an experience that we want to hold on to. I'm certain that it happens every Sunday here at Abundant Life Reformed Church. Maybe not. But it's not enough just to hold on to those things and have them last us for the rest of our lives. It's not enough for Peter, James, and John to have experienced who Jesus really is, because they have things to do. They can't just stay up on top of the mountain. They have to go down and continue the journey that Jesus is on. And from this time on, from the top of the mountain through the next 11 chapters of Matthew's gospel is one long journey from the top of the mountain to the foot of the cross. And it's a journey that we walk in the season of Lent. It's a journey that requires listening to Jesus. And not just listening the way that my kids listen, but actually obeying also. Not just hearing the words, but actually putting them into practice. Not just for us reading them on a page and saying, "Oh, that's nice," and then going about our daily lives, but allowing them to sink deep into our brains and deep into our hearts and helping us to do something different, for us to change and be transformed as well. What comes after Transfiguration Day is as important, if not more important, than what happens on the mountain of Transfiguration in the life of the disciples. They experience Jesus for who he really is, fully God and fully human. And there is awe, and there is wonder, and there is fear, and there are all of these emotions wrapped up together. But in the end, what's most important for them is that they do something with their experience. That they not just have the experience, but that it transforms their lives into action in listening to Jesus and in obeying him. So over these next 7 weeks from now until Easter, will walk along this pathway with Jesus, experiencing what Jesus has to say to his disciples and to us. And my prayer for us is that we would not just experience them and be uplifted, but that they would seek deep into each one of us. And that it would cause us to do something different, to think different, to behave different, to allow the experience of the Christ to translate into service to God and service to God's community. So keep that in mind as we journey to the cross together. Let us pray. Almighty God, we thank you for the experience of seeing Jesus for who he really is. Lord, help us not to rely on a single experience to get us through the rest of our lives, but keep us coming back to the source of these stories in your word each and every day. And transform us and excite us and lift us up and challenge us to act, to be different, to proclaim this good news through what we say, but more importantly, in what we do. For we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. If you're able to stand, would you stand with me as we profess our faith together in the words of the Apostles' Creed? People of God, what do we believe?
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Universal Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.